It's Wednesday, January the 20th, and you're tuned in to the Tenby Podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show. We talk about all the cool things in the whole wide world. It's a big day in the world today.
Because?
Is it called Inauguration Day? Inauguration
yeah,
Day?
It is.
Is that the day?
That's the day.
It's the big day?
That's the day.
And Bernie Sanders is back in the media.
Hell spotlight. Yeah. The meme lord.
He has returned.
The man, the mittens, the legend yeah, has returned.
The
man,
the mitten, the mission. The funny part is the jacket he's wearing
mm-hmm.
is the same jacket he's wearing in the original Bernie meme.
This man should have been president. This man is, he does not give a fuck, all right? He's all about the policy and nothing else.
He's on big brain mode right now.
He has the biggest brain.
He knows.
And the fact that he didn't get elected, man. American people, come on. Come on.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to get involved. I'll just say, man's a meme legend.
Man, listen, he's going to go down in history. If he's not going to be president one day, because I think he's going to stop running for president now.
Oh, like, you just don't think he's going to die first?
He might die first. I don't know. But he's going to live on forever in, once again, I am asking you for your financial support. That meme is too versatile. It is too good.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. Congratulations, America. Here's to a brighter tomorrow and hopefully no more chaos.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Remember, see at the end of the day, remember, never trust a politician. Never.
True.
Never. Okay, let's get started with the show. Let's see. We got some stuff planned this week, but always you start with some sort of question. And today, BM is coming in.
Bowel movements.
Yeah. He's flushed another question through to us.
God damn.
He just released it and sent it our way.
Gross.
Brian Mack writes in, tyrant or hero?
Okay.
Hello, nerds. Today's U.S. inaugural... Inauguration Day got me curious. Which fictional anime, video game, or comic characters in a leader role would you choose to become the leader of your country? Big Boss from Metal Gear.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Gendo Ikari from Evangelion.
That's a bad one.
Or perhaps Thanos from Marvel.
I don't know if I'd want to sacrifice half my shit.
Oh, I think it'd be pretty fun.
Alright, okay.
I pick my boy.
Who you picking? Go. Tell me.
Lelouch. Lelouch is my leader.
But he's not a villain.
He doesn't have to be a villain.
He said he... So I thought it was... He'd pick an anime villain.
No.
I gotta check this question again.
It's just anybody from fictional space. The title of his email was Tyrant or Hero.
Is it not pick an anime villain?
No.
I read that wrong then.
Any character.
Damn. All right.
Dude.
Damn.
That's twice now. You have decided to not read something this week.
This is twice. I'll get
fucked you over.
I'll give you that. I'll guess twice.
That's I
twice.
Thought that you learned your all lesson right. about not reading.
All right. Okay.
But yes, I pick Lelouch.
You pick Lelouch.
All
right.
Let's face it. Yes, extreme measures, but it's all for the greater good.
I had a villain in mind. Obviously.
Then you can pick a villain.
And I was thinking, who's best girl in Kill la Kill?
Oh, Satsuki?
What's her mom's name?
Oh, Ragyo.
I was thinking her.
Why?
Because
she's just evil.
If there's gonna be a tyrant, right? If there's gotta be a tyrant, at least we're gonna look fucking good. Like, you know she is gonna have some sort of mandatory countrywide uniform policy.
Okay.
And everyone's gonna look fly as fuck.
Okay. Okay, fine.
So I think that's an upside.
I guess that'd be cool. You know, I wouldn't mind having... You know what? Like, as much as I am a Star Wars fan, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've never quite understood the... maybe I have understood, but, like, I've never quite believed in the cause of the rebels or the resistance.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, tell me more. All right. Interesting take on Star Wars, Vincent.
You know, I just looked at Palpatine and be like, yeah, that's all right.
You know, Palpatine is not like, yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, I know.
He is definitely used evil. Both hands.
Yeah, he's definitely evil.
I just want to...
All I'm saying is...
Force electrify the world.
But, like, the Empire, man, they make things so nice and pretty.
Okay.
And, like, their technology.
Everything
they just
clean.
Advance culture.
It's black.
You know? The Resistance does
is it,
jack shit.
Is it culture if it's forced upon you?
Culture is culture, man.
So when we talk about like the Spanish invasion of Peru,
that's culture.
That's culture. Oh no! Oh no, Vince!
Oh no! Listen, I know where you're going with this, and I'm not letting you loop around on my arguments. All so right. I just have to commit now.
Okay. All right.
That shit doesn't work on me. I just all commit right. to being 100% evil.
You heard it here first. White culture is the right culture.
I never said that. Never said that.
I don't know. One could derive that.
Yeah, but the words never came out of my mouth.
Try, I didn't say it.
You inferred it. I didn't confirm it.
Okay.
And you're the one right. saying it.
Right.
Yeah, no, I pick Lelouch as my leader. Yeah, you know.
I think Lelouch would... It'd be chaotic.
Hell yeah. It'd
be interesting as fuck.
Yeah.
I think everyone without a master's degree...
Yeah.
would definitely be like, what are these 4D chess moves? I don't know what's happening here.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting.
The other one I pick is, I'd pick Megatron.
Megatron?
Peace through tyranny. That's always been his motto.
You're just going straight villains.
I mean, Optimus would be cool, but he never gets shit done.
There's like a weird... Oh, I don't know if I can't go into politics. I can't do it. I don't know. Video game. What would be a good video? Oh, I want Ryu Hayabusa to be my president.
Why? He wouldn't do anything.
You'll never see him.
But exactly.
But he'd be getting shit done.
Would he?
He would.
He'd just be killing people.
Yeah. So check this out. What if our army budget, all right, was like $400 monthly.
And you're telling me he's just the one man.
He's the one man army going for it. He's like, all right, you know what? Like,
so then your whole country
these would, Chinese would concentration. Be
associated with a mass murderer.
A mass liberator. Is what I would like to market it as.
Now who's the evil one? Like, jeez.
I was thinking of like other like the thing is like you could pick someone like a Solid Snake, yeah, right? Okay. Someone who's gonna do right by the people for the people.
Yeah.
But also, what if it was like what if it was just Aizen?
Could it, yeah okay. Fine,
what
yeah,
if, what if he sure. could like your sure. president could bend reality to fit your country's needs and thus the world's needs?
Interesting. I'm just you know if we're gonna be chaotic then I might as well just take my outside pick. DW from Arthur.
DW is the most dangerous pick. All right, I don't know why you would even attempt to go there.
Well, if we're going to be crazy, why not?
That's too far. That's too far. DW is chaotic evil. She is all the way gone. You can't pick DW.
I did. That's my final answer. DW.
You can do it when you're Arthur's age. I'll never be Arthur's age. He's older than me.
Yeah.
What about like Buster Baxter?
No, he's an idiot.
Yeah, but he's always got his heart in the right place.
Yeah, but he never gets shit done.
He gets shit done. No. He eats a lot.
DW gets shit done. You may not like it, but she'll get shit done.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, DW. Whew.
What about the gay aardvark teacher?
Oh, yeah. What's his name? Yeah, I don't know.
He gets stuff done.
I don't know.
This question has devolved into which Arthur character could best run a country.
You know who would actually make a really good leader for the country?
Fucking Tommy from Rugrats?
Ooh, yeah. Hell yeah. Whenever something goes wrong, he pulls out the fucking screwdriver. Let's get to work.
Man gets things done. You want to talk about a man who gets things done? Tommy from Rugrats gets shit done. He's got the charisma. He rallies everybody.
That's true.
Always has a plan.
He always got the tool for the job.
And always has the tool for the job.
Yeah. Yeah. Only thing that's stopping him is his diaper limitations.
Listen, we got a military budget. We could figure out how to deal with those kind of bombs. Yeah, those kind of dirty bombs. You know what I'm saying?
Dirty bombs.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, Tommy from Rugrats.
I'm picking Tommy from Rugrats.
I dig that choice. Yeah. That's a good choice. I don't think I can go wrong on that one. Yeah. There you go. There you have it.
Tommy from Rugrats.
He's our leader.
He's the leader of the free world. Let's go.
Yeah, check it out. Okay, cool. Let's go into our picks of the week. What do we got?
I got a couple. So, speaking of Ryu Hayabusa.
Oh, no.
It came up on some obscure video game website I've never
I'm gonna heard stop before. You right there.
What?
We got a question to chew on.
Oh shit, just came in. Hot off the press.
I literally just came
in. Hot off the press. All right.
And I figure we're still all here. Right. We'll start it. Paul Chu, you're late, but it's okay. We forgive you. We love you. He writes in. Now that Toronto is on lockdown.
Yes.
You guys are probably strapped for cash.
Yeah.
As opposed to always being
strapped for cash? As opposed to when it wasn't on lockdown?
As opposed to when we weren't poor? Yeah. What?
As opposed to when millennials and above never got paid fairly for their work in comparison to baby boomers who had the post-war economic miracle to cushion their blows to let them do whatever they want.
Someone's taking this a little too personally.
And then they outlawed all the sex, drugs, and rock and roll that they lived off of for 40 years.
Yep. I think that's what he's referring to. Okay. That moment in time, yes. Now that Toronto's on lockdown, you guys are probably strapped for cash. Okay. With that in mind, we need to start thinking about your future. Let's talk OnlyFans.
Okay.
There have been a couple of celebrities who now have proven that your OnlyFans doesn't need to be adult content.
Okay.
It's all about creative freedom and the ability to do whatever you want. With that in mind, what would you guys put on each of your individual accounts? What would you put on the TNIAB OnlyFans? And finally, although you don't need to, how long would it be before that premium tier membership came up and we got to see the good stuff?
Good stuff.
For the purposes of this question, let's assume that whatever you do, it'll be enough to sustain your lifestyle, so you don't have to do anything just because you think it'll get more subs.
Okay. I always wanted to make a meme account on OnlyFans, where I wanted to make an OnlyFans account where I put up pictures of OnlyFans. Like, it could be fans at a sports game, or a picture of a fan.
Wow.
Right?
And you would charge people
for this. And I would charge people for this.
Damn.
That I would make money off of memes.
Wow.
And then the community would contribute to the meme,
hmm,
which then would make the meme even more ridiculous.
Hmm.
Like Dogecoin.
Hmm. I see. That's what you put on yours.
That's kind of what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. But like, I guess if I had to have like a legitimate OnlyFans, I think it would. I don't even know. Because it's just pictures, right? Or is it like short videos too?
Whatever you want.
So what, it's just like premium YouTube?
I know like porn stars have got OnlyFans now and they only do stuff on their OnlyFans now.
Yeah, but he's saying that like it doesn't have to be porn.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just saying that you can put full videos or whatever you want on there.
Eh, I think I just use it for its intended purposes. I'll just put videos of me fucking.
Hell yeah.
And then, but like not have my face in it. Like, the shots are always from, like, the neck down.
How do we know it's you?
Huh?
How do we know it's you?
You gotta go on faith, baby.
I don't believe that shit.
What are you talking about? Girls do that shit on Pornhub all the time. You ever see, like, the verified accounts on Pornhub?
You think I watched those videos and those you faces?
Those are the... Listen. Those are the best ones.
Why?
Because it's not. You don't need to picture whatever you want.
Then why am I watching this? I just use my fucking brain.
Nah, that's too much. I need the pictures of the bobs. I need the movie bobs to go.
What?
My imagination's not that strong.
Oh, man.
At least for porn,
you gotta exercise that shit.
True, true, true. But, I don't know. Yeah. If I'm on the OnlyFans network,
yeah,
I'm gonna just start fucking.
Yeah, that's true. Because, like, why would I make people pay for my day-to-day vlog? I'd let you come in and see that shit for free.
Yeah.
You know, but if you
that's want, how you get them.
Yeah, but if you want the good, the after hours entertainment,
mm-hmm,
hell yeah, I'll show you what you want to see.
Yeah.
So
I'll put up like,
but then
pubic hair trimming tutorials.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I could do that. No problem. Right?
The top 10 tips on how to shave your balls without nicking the sack.
Mm-hmm.
Like
how to wax your balls.
How to wax your asshole by yourself.
You only need 3 mirrors and an hour. But always make sure that you got a friend close by just in case of emergency. That would hurt.
How to wax your balls.
So
yeah, I can't imagine, like, girls getting Brazilians and shit. Like, fucking why? That's so much pain for so little, like,
yeah,
so little
I always gain. Ask them, I'm like, isn't that, like, just super painful?
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, it's not painless. And I'm like, man, women really must have a higher pain tolerance.
Yeah. Well, I guess they gotta push a human being out of their
junk. Yeah, I guess so. And then I'm like, isn't that weird? Like, you just walk up, like, you're going to the dentist, except, yo, I'm gonna spread my legs, have a gander.
Yeah. Like, hey.
Like, because, like, I couldn't imagine, like, could you imagine, like, the guy version of that? Like, going to, like...
Like, getting your taint waxed?
Or just even just your balls waxed, or, like... Oh, that's... Like, some other dude's just down there, like, he's just all up in your junk, and he's like...
Yo, man, you watched the game last night? RIP!
Yeah, like, I can't even imagine that situation, but girls do it all the time, like, it's no problem, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's so weird.
Yeah.
Like, as a concept...
So, like, to guys, it's weird. It's because it's so foreign.
Yeah, like... Yeah. Because, like, or, like...
Or, like, when they have sleepovers, and they, like, hit each other with the pillows, and the feathers come out, and they're like, oh, my God, you hit about? Me. Oh, my
so,
God.
So, what I want to know is, a girl, like, so women in this industry, like, do they do their friend stuff, too?
Like, in the porn industry?
No. Like women in the waxing industry.
Oh, I wonder.
Like, are they, like, to the best of you? I can do for free.
If
like,
I was a woman
like, would you do
who had a friend
yeah.
in, like, in the waxing game.
Yeah. Or, like, if you had, like, family members?
Because, like, my mom's a hairdresser.
Yeah, and she gives people haircuts. She gives
haircuts to her friends.
So, like, yeah, is this different? Like, I gotta know. I'm sure it's all personal. Like, everyone's, it's different, but it's just, like, because, like, if I did it, I would never be like, yo, Anthony, you got a date tonight. You need to look fresh. Like, I would never.
Not ever, even once?
No.
I thought we were best friends. What the fuck?
I would never offer that.
Bitch.
No, that's why we're best friends. I wouldn't.
You can only be best friends on the stipulation that you've never seen each other's butthole.
No, that I would never wax your butthole.
But I could see your
butthole. I could see him. I don't want to wax it. Like, I'm not going to be like, yo, buddy, bend over, spread him. This is going to be cool.
But if there was like a situation where I accidentally saw your butthole.
Fine. Like, oh, fuck. I'd be like, yeah, I'm sure. But like, yeah, I would never be like, yo. Spread them. It's going to feel a little cold. Try not to tense up.
Yeah, I think that'd be too weird. I couldn't even do it with a stranger.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But women do it all the time.
Huh.
Right? They're like, oh yeah, I have to go book that. Like,
maybe this like comes with the territory of like how like on average women are more open with their feelings than men.
I guess so. Thing.
Yeah. And you just be more open with everything. To do. Is it not? It's just wax and paper. How hard could it be?
Okay, how much do you think it costs?
Like, $30?
Try above 80.
Above 80?
Yeah.
Yo, that's a ripoff. I'm starting Anthony's discount Brazilian wax.
Yeah. There you go. But anyways, if we had an OnlyFans, I don't know, an OnlyFans for the podcast, maybe we would do us... Wax each other's buttholes.
Oh, God.
No, that would be the tier to be only.
That's parents. Like the $1,000 tier.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. You heard it here. I hope we don't get.
What if we did like a Patreon, but we just put, instead of Patreon, it's just on OnlyFans. So like we had premium versions of the podcast.
So like that's my question. Like, if OnlyFans is not being used for sex,
like what? Just use Patreon.
Yeah. Is it not just a Patreon then?
What if like we learn that like the rates are better. On OnlyFans. Ooh. Like, you know how Patreon, like, takes a portion of your earnings or whatever?
Yeah.
Because they're using the service? What if, like, OnlyFans takes less?
I'm sure it's probably... There's probably something like that.
Yeah.
But I think the reason OnlyFans is because Patreon doesn't... They don't support that kind of content.
I don't
think
they support adult content.
Okay, yeah. All right, that makes sense. Okay, there you go.
All right, next podcast. Butthole waxing.
It's assuming someone sends in $1,000. And anyway, sorry, your pick about Ryo Hayabusa.
Oh yeah, there was a interview with a website called The Video Game Chronicle. I've never heard of these people.
Okay.
But they were talking with series director Fumihiko Yasuda.
Mm-hmm.
And dude, I got bad news for you.
Uh-oh, spaghetti or what?
There are no plans to make a new Ninja Gaiden game.
That's bad news?
Yes.
For who?
For me.
Well.
He wants to make one.
Well.
And he's talking about it. But he just okay. And I'm telling you, this is a call to arms. Get on Twitter. I want a new Ninja Gaiden game.
Who owns the rights to that?
Team Ninja, I think.
Oh, but he's not part of Team Ninja.
No, he is. But they've only been working on Neo lately. And they haven't, like, touched Ninja Gaiden since, like, the Wii U.
That's Team Ninja?
Yeah.
Neo?
Yeah. Huh. Same people. Same peeps.
Itagaki's on that?
Itagaki got fired a long time ago.
I was gonna say, like, what's Ninja Gaiden without Itagaki?
Like, good?
No. No. No.
I guess less bobs.
There you go.
I hope they keep the gore. That'd be the way.
Mm.
We'll see. We'll see. After that, Path of Exile, breaking new records. We talked about the new season.
Mm-hmm.
The Ritual League that started.
Yes.
And Path of Exile has hit an all-time player high in the wake of the new update.
Really?
Which is very surprising because this game is confusing as fuck. So apparently a lot of people have been seeing it, but like, it peaked at a max of 157,103 simultaneous players on the 15th. And let me tell you, the servers were fucked.
Whoa, that's a lot of...
That's a lot of simultaneous...
That's a lot of players, my friend.
I remember, like, logging in, and it was like, you're space, like, 11,000 in the queue. And I'm like, fuck, like, just to log in.
Yeah,
Jesus. Geez. But it's kind of calmed down now, but it's showing that, like, Path of Exile's whole, like, marketing thing about Path of Exile 2, all their expansions and stuff, is gaining steam, and the game is becoming more popular. Pretty good.
It's pretty good. Good for them.
A new record has been broken also on Pokemon cards.
Yes.
A box of unopened first edition, first set Pokemon cards was sold at Heritage Auctions for $408,000.
Damn.
Don't you wish you kept your cards?
Yeah, but oh well.
Yeah, whatever. Okay.
What am I going to do with them?
That's crazy. Nostalgia is expensive. And now I know that when I have kids, I'm going to keep their shit.
No, you're not. You're not going to keep them.
I'm going to keep their shit.
Your kids will burn them before you keep them.
No. Why? Why would they burn them? What is with you and fire? Why do you always want to burn my stuff?
I don't want to burn them.
Yes, just, you do.
That's just the way the world
why
works.
Why do you always want to burn my stuff?
Kids are going to set that shit afire. Like, they're going to put it on the oven and be like, ooh, does it melt? Hell yeah.
All right. Okay. What else is there? Oh, new Apex season.
Yep.
They're introducing a new character. I believe his name is Fuse.
Fuse.
They had a character reveal where aptly him and his friend share a grenade.
Yeah. That was weird.
Yeah. I guess it was like whenever someone fucks up, they hand the grenade off or something. Because that's what it seemed like.
Okay.
I guess his arm blown off. It's a really cool character reveal. I like Apex. I want to see what this character does. There's some stuff from data miners that he has, like, an ability that has, like, an airburst grenade or something like that.
Oh, okay.
But it's all hearsay at this point. There's no official character reveal.
Okay.
So there's that. Okay. More character reveals. Guilty Gear. Anjimito. Longtime Guilty Gear players will know this man. The man with the fans. The glasses kun of Guilty Gear. He's back in Guilty Gear Strive.
Okay.
He looks cool. Got wind powers, got fans. Not much more to say than that. Until that game comes out. I want this game to come out. But it's not out yet. It's coming out in April. And there's another character reveal next month. So I don't know who it's going to be. We'll see. Hopefully it's a new character.
Okay.
What else is there? Valorant got a new character in Yoru. Can a Japanese person be a weeb?
No.
No? Okay. Well,
he's just an otaku.
He's just an otaku. All right. So, yeah, the Japanese otaku is here. He can tear open holes in dimensions to walk stealthily as an ultimate. He can send out, like, a gem that floats across the floor and teleport it to it later.
So is he more like Wraith from Apex or Sombra from Overwatch?
I think I would say Wraith.
Okay.
Because Sombra can just stay invisible.
Hell yeah.
She's just like, round start. His is an ultimate, so I would say it's more like Wraith.
Okay.
So yeah, he's got some teleporting. He's got one, I'm not sure what it is, but it looks like it's like a flashbang of some sorts where he like bounce a jewel off the ground.
Yeah.
And get different angles and stuff. But he seems like a really interesting character to go along with that roster. And I really wish that game didn't have a root kit, so I could play it.
to it.
Nah, I'm good. And then the last one is I showed you that tomorrow there is going to be a Resident Evil 8 basically reveal trailer.
Yes.
They're going to talk about the franchise, where it's going, new stuff in Resident Evil 8, what the village is like. But the big thing that they showed is that there's a very tall lady.
A tall lady.
In this trailer. The girl with the big hat.
Okay.
Right? And she has basically put the whole internet in horny jail.
Why?
She is very tall. And in the same way that when Bayonetta was announced and they learned that she is very tall, everyone has now just been like, yo, step on me, vampire mommy. And there are plenty of fan arts, lots of memes going around. If you look up Resident Evil 5 Tall Lady on Twitter, you're going to find some primo entertainment. It's kind of just a PSA there. My favorite one was... it was like me running away from the tall lady in the new Resident Evil. And it's like this very flamboyant guy on the beach being like, no, don't get me. No.
Wow.
Yeah, she has sparked the internet's horniness. And it's pretty funny. It's got some pretty interesting content going on. But yeah, check tomorrow, the 21st, check out the Resident Evil full reveal trailer and like, I guess like developer interviews and stuff. So it'll be cool. Those are my picks.
Cool. I guess continuing on the game front, Pokemon Snap had a trailer for an April release date, April 30th. I already forget what we saw in this trailer.
You know why?
Why?
Because Pokemon Snap is forgettable, dog.
Is it?
Yeah. Do you remember anything about Pokemon Snap's levels other than that you take pictures?
Yeah.
What?
Take them all and the Mew shows up. You go to the special level.
No, but like, do you remember anything else?
Yeah.
Because, like, when I went back to this, I was like...
You throw the fucking thing at the Magikarp, so it goes into the waterfall, and you get the Gyarados.
All right. All right, it's the only one I remember, too. But man, I keep seeing this, and I'm like, I can't wait.
Wait, you don't remember when you knock out Charmander?
No.
Or is it one of them.
Charmeleon?
Yeah, you knock him into a volcano? No. And Charizard comes out?
What?
Yeah.
So you kill him, and he's rebirthed?
Yes.
Damn. Yeah, you're in a cart.
Yeah.
It's on rails. Mm. And you're taking pictures of Pokemans. Mm. And he's using a mirrorless DSLR.
Hell yeah.
Because he lives in the future.
Yeah. He's, I think the thing that blew my mind when I was a kid with the Pokemon Snap game was they didn't have all 150.
Yeah.
They only had 50.
So what are they going to put, like 600 Pokemon in this game?
I hope so.
They're not going to do
that. It's been 20 years.
They're not going to do it.
I'm sure they could.
They probably could, but they won't. It's the Pokemon company.
So you're saying it's DLC?
Yes.
Like it's just generation packs.
No, not even. You have to buy individual Pokemon
God.
At $1 a piece.
Ah, that's only $1,000.
Yeah, $1.29. As much as a Rock Band song.
Okay, I can afford that.
Oh, you want Mewtwo in your game to have a random chance at appearing? Buy that shit.
All right. That seems like value.
That seems worth.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I keep looking at Pokemon Snap, and like the more I look at it, and then I went back to like play it a couple months ago.
Okay, you can't play the N64 one. And I'm like,
man, these games are garbage.
Oh my god,
this game's gonna be bad. It's gonna be a bunch of like nerds who are just like, they didn't like live up to the expectation of the original, and it's like, bitch, the original was bad.
I'm just surprised that Pokemon Snap isn't like a Pokemon Go variant.
That would be too much work and make too much money.
Like, cause like that would be awesome. Cause then you just have Pokemon in the real world where you're taking pictures.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I guess that's Pokemon Go. No, cause Pokemon Go is not even like that, right? It's not like yeah, Pokemon Go is not AR, right? Like when it shows up, it's not like you see the world behind it.
I don't think it is. I think it's just like you're geo-tagging things,
yeah,
and like, you walk
around. Go to this spot. Yeah. Oh. I did find one, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's AR.
Yeah, so I think, yeah, that would be cooler, but I guess not all kids have phones yet.
Again, that is a very good idea that the Pokemon company would look at and be like, yo, that's more than the bare minimum we have to do.
That's true, and if the bare minimum makes them this much money, why go above?
Yeah, why go above and beyond?
That's true, that would be my motto too. I can't blame them for that.
It was you who gave me great dating advice when you said, don't set the bar too high on the first date, because then that's what they expect.
I said that?
That's what you said
years
ago.
Man. Okay, that's true. Hey, so I know you like video game collectibles.
I do.
And especially rare video game collectibles.
I do. I like it when I buy something and then it becomes rare.
What about when you buy it because you already know it's going to be rare?
That I do that too. I did that with, do you remember Itagaki's Wii U game, The Devil's Third?
Yep.
I own that sealed on the Wii U.
How do you feel about rare amiibos?
I have a bunch of amiibos and I'm thinking about selling them all.
But these ones are all gold.
All the gold ones are rare now?
And they're from Monster Hunter.
I'm sorry, huh?
Yes.
Nani?
Yes.
Oh no! Oh no!
So?
They're releasing gold amiibos again.
But you cannot buy these.
Why? Is that real gold?
Japanese lottery system.
fuck off. I don't live in Japan.
So anybody who buys the digital game copy of Monster Hunter Rise in Japan at 7-Eleven.
Of course it's 7-Eleven. Of course it's 7-Eleven.
They get their name put into a draw. And the winners get a gold amiibo.
A single gold amiibo.
There are three variants. You get one.
So I have to buy multiple digital copies.
Yeah.
To get a chance.
Nobody knows how many are actually being made. They have not told. So I believe that the last time Japan did this, the amount that they actually made was like six. So they became hella rare.
Oh no.
So just keep an eye out.
Oh, okay.
You know?
All right.
Yeah. Just thought I'd let you know.
This reminds me, do you know what this is like, I wasn't gonna pick this as something because it happened a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
But do you know what used game stores in Japan have been doing because of COVID?
No.
They started releasing mystery boxes for games in their stores.
Oh wow.
So you buy a tier of mystery box. So you can have like, here's the low tier and you'll get like a bunch of junk games, sports games or whatever.
Yeah.
Here's the mid tier. But you got like, there's one that's like 100,000 yen or some shit. And it's this, you don't know what rare game you're going to get, but apparently people are getting really good stuff in these mystery boxes. And they're just doing as much as you can, as much as they can to get people to buy things from them because of COVID.
Wow.
Yeah.
So the mystery box is actually a good deal.
Yeah.
Wow.
If you buy the $1,000 mystery box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
And I was like, that's so smart because it gets like a bunch of games that have probably been sitting on the shelves for years, like they can get rid of and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess so. Okay. My last pick is this one is for our Filipino friends out there.
Okay.
There's an
anime. That's a leave?
No. There's an anime that the Philippines, that's very closely tied with the Philippines, called Voltes V. Or five.
Voltes Five
V.
I thought it was Voltes Five.
Well, Japanese.
Okay.
So it can't be.
Okay.
But yes, you speak to anybody who's from the Philippines or whatever. Fucking love this shit.
Okay. All right. Former co-host of the show, Blaven, did tell me about this show, and he's like, bro, it's the shit.
Yes.
And then I hear it from you guys, and you're like, it's not that great.
It's a Super Robot Wars show. You've probably seen, it looks like, from that era, 80s and whatnot. Now, it came to the Philippines as a dub, and a very bad dub at that. Very, very bad
dub. Like a comically bad dub, or just bad, bad?
Just a bad dub, like when you listen to it now. Like, it's awful.
Is it English or is it in Tagalog?
English.
Oh,
and Tagalog.
Nice.
So it's something.
I'm
like,
ready.
You're like, this is some tasty shit.
All right.
But anyways, it really connected with the country and its people. Because the show is about, obviously it's about big giant robots fighting.
Yeah,
but that's like the political thing behind it was actually very similarly closely related to what was going on with the politics in the country at the time.
Okay.
And it's about student uprising and protests. It was so bad that at the time the president of the Philippines banned the show.
Wow.
And he stated that it was too violent. But everyone else just was like, oh yes, obviously there's more political thing going on.
Media has power. Yeah.
Eventually over time the show was allowed to be aired again once that whole time had passed. And now it's just become more of like a cultural cartoon. Like, it's more
related. I didn't realize it had that, like, amount of...
It's huge. Yeah, like, it's more related with it. The Philippines now than it is... Like, because in Japan, no one gives a fuck.
Yeah, about this fuck thing. Voltage 5 because
yeah.
of shit.
Yeah, so it's basically just for the Filipino culture now. So, but the fucked up part is, I can't believe it, somehow, because at its core, this is still a Japanese anime, and yeah. it's from Toei, like, the people who are doing Kamen Rider. But I guess the cultural significance is so large, they just let out the license to an in-house Filipino studio.
That's crazy.
And they're making this, like,
huge, all CG
human live action, like, title from it. And it's like, it's wild to see, like, the equivalent would be if America could make Power Rangers, or not Power Rangers, Sentai, and not have it a Power Rangers adaptation. Like, okay. they would straight up just make Sentai. Like, that would be the comparison that we're looking for. And it's like, you know, that would never happen because they can only do it as some sort of adjusted version, because they can't have Sentai and Power Rangers be the same thing. Yeah, it has to
be Saban's something.
Right? So, like, this is wild to see. I'm expecting it to be awful, but it seems like a cool thing.
According to Wikipedia, this show got 2 new Filipino dubs since its release. One in 2006 and one in 2017 for the 40th anniversary, and it got new Tagalog dubs.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was in partnership with GMA.
Oh wow, okay. GMA is of course the.
Oh yeah, I guess for people I didn't know before you.
Yeah, they're the big Filipino network. Think of them as like NBC or ABC in America
of the Philippines.
Yes, okay. So they're that. Well, check it out, or. We'll see what happens. I don't know.
Yeah. I didn't realize that this show had I thought it was just like randomly popular. I didn't know it had like the ties to like the political dealies that were going on.
Very much.
That's cool.
Yeah. Like it's got a cool history behind it, but like also at the same time.
Is it a bad show?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
And finally, hey, do you know what movie got delayed because of COVID last year?
Which one?
That we were looking forward to?
Fast 9?
It's an anime.
Fast 9's an anime?
No. It's an anime movie that got delayed.
Oh, I don't know.
Evangelion.
Oh, yes.
You know what got delayed too?
When?
January 2021.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Guess what happened?
It's January. It's January 20th.
Ah. It's been delayed again.
Oh, of course it has. Of course.
Now, good news is it's only been delayed, I think, a month.
Okay.
But still, it delays a delay. And what the fuck? But it's been delayed again due to COVID because Japan's currently in...
Yeah, they're in state of emergency right now.
Yeah, so they're in state of emergency right now. So they've basically delayed it because of that. So it's not because it's not done or whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I was talking to my friend and she's like, yeah, I get to go to work and then I go pick up groceries and I go home. Like, that's it. Like, nothing's open. Like,
damn.
They're locking that shit down over there.
What do you mean she got to go to work?
She's a nurse.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
So she works like 12-hour shifts.
Ooh, ouch. Well, actually, that's a nurse's job.
Yeah. You signed up for it.
Yeah. Okay, there we go. Cool. Evangelion's delayed.
It's crazy.
Get wrecked, homie.
Who saw this coming? Everyone. what was the other one? Did you see that fucking Kimetsu no Yaiba movie finally got dethroned?
Did it?
Yeah.
By what?
I think it was... Let me look. I think it was a Gintama movie.
Really? Gintama?
Yeah. Huh. Oh shit, it overtook Spirited Away? No fucking way.
What?
Demon Slayer beat Spirited Away at the box office.
Wow.
I'm trying to find Demon Slayer Gintama.
Are you sure it was Gintama?
I think it was a Gintama movie. Yeah. Gintama the Final dethrones Demon Slayer at the Japanese box office. So it doesn't mean that it dethroned it like in earnings. It's just finally for that week, Demon Slayer was not number one.
Okay. But I guess it's been out a long time now.
Like, yeah.
It's a combination of
everything. And it's just like, okay, it's finally on its way down. But I think now that means Demon Slayer is the most profitable movie in Japan.
Wow.
Japan box office numbers.
Jeez. I can't believe it's still in theaters. Well, then again, what else is coming out right now?
Yeah.
I guess you just have to keep whatever you have on.
Yeah, Demon Slayer overtakes Spirited Away to become Japan's biggest box office hit ever. Period.
Cool. Neato bandito.
32 billion yen, where Spirited Away stopped at 31 billion.
Wow. That's crazy. Cool. There you go. Anyways, so tell me about your dyslexic week.
Yeah, so I've just been playing PoE. Yeah, like my whole week is Path of Exile.
I know you have.
Yes. I'm making a variation on my build from last year where I had Mjolnir and it was spin to win, cast on crit type of shit. Oh my god, excuse me. But this time instead of using arc, I'm using ball lightning. So every time I hit, a ball of lightning comes out. And I'm using this because it has better single target damage, so I can get through bosses easier. Stuff like that. But the big thing that happened to me while I was going through the league is that I had a four-linked glove.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have a linked item, it means that whatever gem is linked to the other gem, they support each other, right? If you have a support gem. So I had four links, and in it I had three auras. And auras are passive buffs that they're just always active. They take up a part of your mana bar, but they give you big upgrades, like more life regen or whatever. So what happened was, okay, I had this thing called generosity support.
Yeah.
And I was like, I read it, and it was like, while this is supporting another gem, it boosts the effects of any auras that it's supporting.
Mm-hmm.
And I stopped reading. And I was like, boost the effects? Hell yeah. Put that shit in, turned on my auras, and it must have been like a placebo effect.
Because
I was like, man, I'm crushing it now. My life is regenerating so fast. I'm getting more crits. I'm doing pretty good. Turns out, the back half of that gem is in return for strengthening the auras. The auras do not affect you and only affect teammates. So my ice golem getting hella regen, dog. But me?
Nothing.
Not so much. I went through the game with this gem on for 50 levels. From level 30 to level 80.
You wasted so much time.
I wasted so much time. Oh my god.
You deserve it.
I guess it's good to know that my build is working, right? Even without the buffs, like I still got through all the content. But I'm in yellow maps now, and I've just taken it off for like the last five levels or whatever, and it's just like, oh, it's so much easier now.
Wow,
I'm doing so much more damage. Okay,
wow. So this is that end game thing they released?
So there's two new things that they released. So the expansion is called Echoes of the Atlas, but the league is called the Ritual League.
Yeah, is this the, like, 10 rounds with the boss rush?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it is. So while you're... The new league, I'll start with that, is the Ritual. And basically, in every map, there are a certain number of Ritual Altars.
Okay.
And when you... Usually, there's a mob, or always there's a mob inside the
Ritual. A mob squad.
So what you do is that you beat the mob, and then you activate the Ritual Altar. After you activate it, all those monsters you just killed respawn, and then you kill them again, and you get, like, ritual currency. And then, when you go to the next altar in the same map, you kill that mob, activate the ritual, and then you're fighting both mobs. And then three mobs, and then four mobs. Usually it's, like, a max of four rituals per map. And then, inside the ritual, after you defeat it, you have a list of items randomized that you can buy using the ritual currency.
I understand.
Or if it's too expensive, you can defer it. So you defer the item to a later ritual.
Okay.
So you always want to be checking. And then when you defer it, it'll be cheaper.
Okay.
Right? And you always want to defer things and whatever.
Got it.
Though there are certain things that, like, just too expensive. So when I was early level, in the ritual, I got an item called the Tabula Rasa. It is literally a white t-shirt. And the reason it's so good is that any level can equip it. It has no stats. And it has six linked white sockets. So it means that you can put any color gem into any slot. And they're all linked, so you can all support. So it's really good for leveling.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because you just have crazy power output at a low level.
Okay.
It was not only too expensive for me to buy, but it was also too expensive for me to defer. So the game was just like, fuck you. and also on Reddit, somebody got a headhunter in there. Headhunter is like the apex of items in that game. It is a belt where when you kill a rare or unique mob, you get one of their modifiers as a buff to you for a certain amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
So you run through maps, and it happened to this guy. It was too expensive to buy, too expensive to defer. So the game was like, here's a headhunter. You can look at it, but no buy, no use.
Till next time, sucker.
See you later, loser. Yeah, and so far the league has been really good. I've taken more of like a customization approach to building. So I am still using Path of Building to like plan out my routes and stuff around the tree, but I'm experimenting myself more with different skills and stuff like that. So I took the base one that I was pure guide before, and now I'm tweaking it to see if I can make it better and whatever. And it's really fun to just kind of like mess around with that kind of stuff. I feel like I'm starting to cap out on damage until I get much better items. But I just got two really rare currency drops that I could use to probably buy like a really good piece of gear off the trading auction, and then maybe go from there and see what's up. But it's fun. And with the Maiden, it's not as confusing as it seems in the trailer. Basically, when you're in an area, the Maven, she'll be like, I'm interested in this area. So when you go to fight a boss, she'll watch your boss fight, but also make it harder. So she'll like either heal them a bit or make them faster or drop these like explosive orbs that'll kill you if you're not fast, like run away from them fast enough. But once you kill that boss, she captures its essence. And then it starts off at 2, I believe, and then 3, 4, 5 in each area. And then you go, when you get enough, when you max out the bar, she'll invite you to her area. And then fight all the bosses.
I understand.
And it's also not simultaneous. So if I fight 4 bosses, it's 2 at a time max.
Okay.
And then when you beat it, you get passive nodes for that area, which then give your maps bonuses. So like, oh, this certain like instance or whatever is more likely to appear. And when it does appear, you get more stuff. And it's just a way to get more currency. It's just, here's more items, here's more things, so you can get to the end game faster and stuff like that. But it's got me by the balls, baby. I think that's the only game I played this week.
I think I've not, like, I log on my computer a lot.
Yeah.
I don't think there was one time I logged on and you were not playing that.
yeah, so what I speed ran last week's homework.
Okay.
I went into all my lectures. I did all that shit real fast. I got 3 weeks ahead in one of my classes because the teacher put up 3 weeks worth of lectures and stuff. And I freed up my weekend. And I think I did from like Friday to Sunday, like 13-hour days.
My God.
Playing Path of Exile.
My God.
It's a good game.
Wow.
It's a good game.
Nice.
And I'm playing that by myself.
I know.
Like, I'm not even playing it with other people. So.
I know. I'm aware.
It's a good. Mm-hmm. It's a very good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So yeah, those are, that's my week. It's over. That was it.
That's hilarious.
It was just Path of Exile.
That's hilarious.
I was like, oh man, I'll stream like fucking Metal Gear Acid and whatever. And it's just how Path of Exile happened. And then it didn't stop happening.
Wow. Good for you. Let's see. This week I played more Cyberpunk. I think I put in about 15 hours this week.
Okay.
That game is still good. Still fun. A little buggy here and there.
Okay.
But nothing too crazy.
Any like good bug stories or like anything crazy happen while you're playing?
No, like there's nothing. I haven't had any game breaking bugs. Like,
okay.
It's like sometimes the game will crash. Sometimes it's like
happens in Path too. All great games, you know. Sometimes it crashes.
Sometimes it crashes. Sometimes like I'll have to like walk out of a certain area before like the game recognizes. Oh, it's time to progress the story. Mm-hmm. Like, but it's nothing super bad.
Okay.
When I found out that the main story in that game, because like for a while I just decided to like do the main story. Just to see what was up. Okay. And the main story is pretty short.
Oh, really?
It's kind of like Skyrim, if you remember that. Where, like, you could probably gun through the main story in maybe
a dozen
hours. So, I was, because I just out of curiosity, I'm like, I wonder how like much further I am to the end. And then I saw, I'm like, I better stop doing this stuff and now start going around doing the side quests.
Okay.
And so that's what I've been doing, mostly just like looking for like legendary gear and like cool stuff, and took the corporal path, so I found some really, really legendary suits to wear.
Nice.
So I look like a fucking
dapper.
Yeah, I look like an agent. I got some wicked cars. I found the street, not the street, the Fast and the Furious racing series quest.
Wait, what?
Yeah, there's like night racing and shit.
Okay, cool,
and
cool.
People, and I won some cars. It's nice. Pretty sick.
Yo, I only race for pinks.
Pretty much. There's a car I really want. I'm like, and like the game has this, I don't know how to do it properly, or like maybe I'm just doing it wrong, but money is hard to farm in this game.
Really?
I find. Money is just hard to farm.
I remember I told Blaven to spec into crafting really early, and he's like, I have so much money fucking now. It's like ridiculous. So,
no, I know how he got his money.
Did he glitch it?
He has the money glitch.
This bitch.
He made $1 million in like a minute.
This and I was bitch.
Like, okay. Anyways, so I was saving up for this car I really wanted.
Right? Yeah.
I'm like, okay, sick. I'm gonna buy the car. So I bought this car. The next mission, the guy's like, thanks for helping me out. You can have my car. And his car is the better version of the car I just bought.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So did you sell your car?
You can't. You just have it.
So you just have multiple cars?
Yeah. I have like 7 rides.
That sucks, bro.
It's cool, though, because it's the future. So you call up any car you want. It comes to you.
Oh, yeah. True. True.
So. But then after that happens, like, okay, fuck it. Money glitch. Here I come.
No, you gotta roll with the losses, dog.
So I did the money glitch. I'm like, now I'm gonna buy whatever the fuck I want.
Okay.
And so I've been doing that. Yeah, going around looking for secret stuff. It's a big game, and there's a lot to it,
mm-hmm.
and it's
it does seem
it's
like
good.
It seems like it's like remember when Fallout 3 first came out,
mm-hmm.
and you're just like, there is too much shit to do in this game. It seems like that.
Yeah, it is definitely like that, and. Yeah, I'm just enjoying my time with it and continue pressing on.
Right.
And then on the Epic Game Store, Star Wars Battlefront 2 is free.
Okay.
So I got that. I played with TJ.
Oh, yeah, I did get that. Yeah.
And the rest of the boys.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun. It's Star Wars. Like, you gotta like Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
But it's fun to be in the Star Wars world shooting shit up.
I'm gonna take your word for it. Because I watched you guys play that, and I'm just like, I'm out. It's just a race to Jedis, and then
yeah, and it's hilarious though. But yeah, it's cool just because, man, that game looks nice.
Yeah, it looks gorgeous.
Yeah, that game looks nice. Like, considering it's 3 years old, like wow, that game looks great.
Was it Frostbite Engine?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah. So that's Star Wars. That was pretty fun. Finished up James May O'Cook, so that was a good cooking show.
Was it good all the way through?
Yeah, it was hilarious. It was fun. Yeah, definitely a beginner's cooking show, or even less than that, if you want to.
Even less than
if
that.
If you want to really be critical about it. And then I spent the rest of my week researching ambient lighting systems. Because, you know, sometimes you're just chilling and you're like, maybe I could use more lights.
Maybe I could just use more, you know, ambient lights.
And there's a lot of different lighting, like, there's a lot of different stuff on the market.
Okay.
Long story short, I ended up with the Philips Hue stuff.
And right now it's looking pretty subtle, but you posted a video on Instagram that was...
The Star Wars, the lightsaber battle.
So subtle.
I purposely picked that video because I'm like, I need to show off the capabilities of these lights. And it is so cool. So for those listening, I have the double play system mounted behind my monitors. Mm-hmm. And the way it works is it takes the image on my screen, and depending on what side of the screen is lit up with what color, the lights will adjust to match it behind. At first I thought it was just like a neat lighting trick.
You know what you need?
What?
You need Civil War wallpaper. Captain America on one side, Iron Man on the other side.
Yeah, that's true. I could do that. Yeah, so at first I didn't really understand the purpose of it. Like, I thought it was just like, oh, people just want flashy lights.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out, I actually find it really nice when I'm just playing in the dark. Because you know how your screen's really bright? When the lights are off.
Yeah.
When you have it in the background, it actually doesn't... It's the strain on your eyes.
Soften the blow.
Yeah. Right. And it's actually nice to have. You don't really notice, actually, the lights changing color, if I'm really honest.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it done on, like, super large TVs in videos.
Yeah.
And they seem pretty cool. But again, I don't know if it's going to do, like, it's more of a nice to have, but it doesn't really change the viewing experience, I would say.
Okay.
But it's pretty cool. But yeah, Philips Hue is not cheap. And the reason the only reason I went with Philips Hue is because it's the Apple approach. I just wanted it to work.
Okay.
Right? Like, mm-hmm. Everything else was all these different brands who had different, like, I guess, connecting systems and, like, things. Some items wouldn't work with that, blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah. I was like, forget it. I'll just get the one that I know works with everything. And it's easy to, like, it's so easy to set up. You literally plug it into your router, you turn on the lights, and it says, go. You download an app, and then you're done. Okay. So it was pretty cool. But yeah, nice. Not cheap. Not cheap at all.
Well, you got to pay for the convenience, I guess.
And again, that's the Apple model, right? It's just like...
You're living it. You're living it. Yeah, I'm living it. Yes. You didn't get a desktop, though. You didn't get the iMac.
Until they can play video games, I guess I won't be doing that. But yeah, so that's what I did with my week. So it was interesting. And then I bought... cable ties, Velcro cable things.
Nerd.
To tie cables. Because I thought that'd be fun to do. Not.
It's not. Cable management is not fun. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think that was mostly it for my week. Nothing else on the horizon. And I don't think I'm going to be playing any new video games for a while.
Until Cyberpunk is done.
Until Cyberpunk is on, and even then, like, I think it's going to be pretty dry until Monster Hunter, because I think I'm just, between Cyberpunk and, like, Overwatch, pretty chill, pretty set.
Yeah, and the Path of Exile season is, like, 3 months.
So. Wow. Wow, yeah. I don't know. I might boot up my PlayStation to play Ghosts, but we'll see.
You have that.
We'll see.
I have that. Okay. We'll see. Okay, so. You know what I learned about that game recently?
What?
Do you remember when they had that guy play the flute? At one of the E3s, like 2 years ago.
Oh, the presentation, yeah.
Yeah. And everyone was like, white boy playing the flute.
Yeah.
Did you know that guy is, like, nationally recognized by the government of Japan to be, like, the best flute player of that flute?
Really?
And he's, like, one of only, like, two or three people that can play it at that level.
No one cared.
Yeah, that's insane. I didn't know that. I was like, whoa, that guy's nuts.
Wow.
Poor guy. I just learned about that recently.
Poor guy. No recognition.
I know. That's crazy.
That sucks, homie. Oh, well, cool. Anyways, that's it for us. Thank you for tuning in. Next week is another week where we're going to talk about all more cool things. So look forward to it. Otherwise, see ya.
Cool. See you later.